Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
I was really impressed when everybody's hand went up saying you'd already vote. Well, go find somebody else who hasn't voted, okay? Bring out your friends, your roommates. And, you know, between now and the time the poll closes tomorrow, we are going to be living on a prayer.
Don't. Please don't.
It's Bon Jovi.
No, don't. I'm telling you, Secret Service, every time candidates try to be funny, Secret Service should throw themselves on the candidate. 721. Text line 302-981-7200. Somebody just texted, is CNN projected a winner yet? Chuck Todd joins us now. Wolf's ready. We know that, Chuck. Wolf is standing by right now.
Developing now. I love Wolf. Don't get
me too.
In trouble. No network on network crime here, buddy.
No. I love Wolf as well. But if Wolf saw a light across the street, he'd run across traffic to get on front of a TV camera. He loves it. And good for him. Good for him. And still does great work. Anyway, turnout. Turnout for early voting has been huge. Will it be huge today?
You know, I have had my doubts that turnout was going to be up, but boy, the early vote, the anecdotal, I guess it is going to be slightly higher than, you know, maybe we're looking at 140 million voters. That's when you have two extraordinarily unpopular candidates and people so demoralized about an election, on one hand, you would think it would be a down election, but there's been, you know, when you have two campaigns running on fear, right, where they basically say if you elect the other one, the apocalypse is coming. When you put it in those terms, you do galvanize your base, and I do think we're seeing some evidence that frankly, both bases are pretty galvanized.
And you would think that with the natural drop in the African-American vote without Barack Obama as a candidate this time around, that would concern Democrats, because if more folks are coming out, I would be a Democrat making the assumption that maybe they're angry white folks who are coming out in support of Trump. You know, and this is just not just hype to encourage people to vote. You got to get out there no matter who you support.
Well, and look, and I think it'll be interesting to see. I think if Clinton wins, it'll be a different coalition of voters. I think and what's interesting is the difference between the North and the South and the battleground in these Sunbelt states. The rising Hispanic electorate can make up, and the turnout so far, if you look at some of the early vote, including in places like Georgia and North Carolina, which have growing Hispanic populations, not just Florida and Arizona and Nevada, which we've been talking about more, that can replace the African-American, you know, downturn a little bit in those states. Where it's more crucial for her is in the northern states, where there isn't a large Hispanic vote yet in a Michigan or a Pennsylvania or a Wisconsin or Iowa, for instance, or Ohio. So she's struggling in those places because she needs a higher African-American turnout, and he's doing better with union Democrats, right? So that combination, look, we could see an unusual map tonight. It wouldn't shut. It is not implausible to me that she wins North Carolina, Florida, and Arizona, gets really close in Georgia, but loses Michigan, Iowa, and Ohio, right? Which would just be to me, a geographic, which would underscore the power of the Hispanic vote.
Chuck, this is Pat Breed. I was watching you yesterday, and you made a great point, I thought, and kind of the what if the Republicans had nominated that could actually have had a message that worked in those states you just talked about, what the difference might have been.
Look, Trump, this is actually unique. You could actually make an argument that Trump was a unique figure in possibly having an ability to put the Rust Belt in play. They didn't do it, right? I mean, they actually had a guy who had a message, right, on that was speaking to these voters. The Michigan thing is such a head-scratcher. What's funny about that is, so the Clinton campaign always had a ground team on there, but they were not advertising there. Less because they were nervous about it, or less because they were so confident of it, and more, which is one of those, well, if the minute Trump went in, they were going to go in. But he never did. And then, you know, I think we may look back, and when we see a three-point result in her favor, we'll say, boy, what if he had spent more time there?
Chuck, what would be the biggest surprise for you to see tonight? Statewide,
the biggest surprise.
Yeah,
the biggest surprise, if Trump pulls off of Virginia or Colorado, that would be a shocker, and then that would tell us, boy, Katie bar the door. We've got major polling problems. We've got major assumption problems. All that stuff. Based on what we're seeing, if what we're seeing is reality, and I'm of 85% confidence on that, but if what we're seeing in the polls is reality, my surprise tonight would be Georgia for her. That if there was an upset tonight, it would be Georgia.
And 2 years ago when this all began, we thought Hillary versus Jeb, Hillary versus Marco Rubio. We thought that there'd be a campaign based on the history of a first woman running. And this is the crazy part, Chuck. We thought we'd hear about issues. And here we are on election
day. Rubio. Let's consider this, guys. There is one Republican who ran for president that is, I think, guaranteed to make a victory speech tonight. And it's Marco Rubio.
Yeah, that's right. Well put. All right, now
it's something to think about tonight. And I'll tell you, if you're Marco Rubio and you win Florida and she wins Florida, it might be the perfect result.
Decision night in America tonight, 6 o'clock Chicago time. Chuck Todd, Savannah Guthrie, Lester Holt, and the great Tom Brokaw. It's hashtag Decision 2016. As always, Chuck, we appreciate your time. I know it's a crazy busy day, and the news story starts tomorrow.
Right, Pat? Come on, man.
Love it. No, it's Super Bowl. Super Bowl day for us, right?
Yeah, it's fun.
There you go.
Fun. This is America, right. Baby. Go vote. Thanks, Chuck.
America. Go vote.